Okay, I start off with reviewing where we were last week. Last week we talked about gratefulness, and I just want to do a little exercise that I've used before that I think will also help us think about how to be grateful. And that, again, each week we're thinking of little things that can help us bring down our anxiety. These aren't tools that are from a psychologist. These are straight from Philippians chapter 4. And if you remember that, the encouragement last week was to give thanksgiving. Give thanksgiving. And so here we go. Let's take a moment to review last week's lesson with a little exercise. Have you ever started a sentence with the phrase, if only? If only. If only I had a bunker. Or if only I could be married, then I wouldn't feel lonely. Or if only I had more money, then I would be happy. The antidote to the if only syndrome is gratitude. Why? Because gratitude is when you get to recognize what God has already given to you. All right? So here's the question. Just get you thinking for 30 seconds here. What are the if onlys in your life today? Write each of them in the left-hand column. Well, just if you have a piece of paper there, let's just take 30 seconds here and let's share those if onlys. Just quietly write them down. We'll share in just a second. All right, now if you have a second here, let's... After listing your if onlys, list your alreadys. How does noting these things change your perspective about your first list? So let's list alreadys as well. Just take 30 seconds. If only statements and then already. This little exercise really switches our minds to gratitude really quickly. And let's just take a moment and share. I'm going to stop the share screen. And just let's just start off with that. Anyone want to share like your if only side?
If only I had more energy.
All right. Rick says, I already have my place in heaven, so does COVID really matter at the end of the day? All right. There you have it.
So
Bob, go ahead. Bob's got his hand up. Thanks for raising your hands. Yep.
My if onlys are two things. One, if only I should have done something. And the other one was, if only I should not have done that. Or if I only didn't do that. Those things I did and things I didn't do are my if onlys. They express regret.
Peggy Krueger, if onlys?
If only we had moved to Georgia.
Good, what?
Oh, okay.
If only we had moved to Georgia.
Okay.
To be near our kids, because we're all alone. We have no family around us at all except our church family. And thank goodness for Zoom. Before that, we had Skype. But now we're Zooming every Sunday, so it feels like they come to visit us. But you still don't get those hugs and, you know, smile. You know, you just don't get to touch them. So... Yeah. I still wish that we had moved to Georgia. Bill didn't think he could ever leave Oregon. He was born here, raised here, and thinks there's nothing like Oregon. But if I had a chance tomorrow, I would sell everything and move to Georgia to be near my kids. I'm not a tech.
Thank you for your honesty. I love the honesty with that. If onlys, you know, because isn't it true we really do think these things? Anybody else have an if only they want to share? Lindy?
It's similar to Peggy's. If there was no COVID, then I could see my kids more often. And if only Sharon hadn't moved to Malaysia, I would be able to see her more often too.
All right. Let's switch gears here. How about alreadys? Alreadys. By the way, my if only, I'll share my if only. I remembered maybe, like 6-7 years ago, you guys know that we have a blue Honda Fit. And we bought that car in Florida. And the week after we bought that car, we found out we were pregnant with Kaya. And so that is not a kid-friendly car. So if you, just look at it and you're like, man, that, how do you do that? And so the one I was thinking of, if only we would have gotten a different car than the blue Honda Fit. But then my already is that car has been great for us. It's protected us. It's kept us safe and given us good mileage. So that was one I was thinking of. But I oftentimes look at that blue Honda Fit and I think, man, I can almost get the date. It was the week after we found out we were pregnant with Kaya. Oh, man. Yeah. Anybody else have an already they want to share?
Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah, go ahead, Lindy.
So, well, I do have 6 wonderful grandchildren, and I don't see them very often, but I do have them. And some of them write to me. And also, I have so many memories of wonderful times with people, some people who are gone and some people who are still here who I don't get to see. And that means a lot to me.
Good. Yeah, thanks for sharing.
Now I'll shut up.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I just want to throw that exercise out to you. If you're ever kind of noticing you're kind of stacking up the if onlys, take a moment and start writing a list of already's. It's an easy way to shift to gratitude. All right. And thank you for sharing. Yep. Rick has, if only COVID would go away. That's good. I think we've all thought that. Yeah.